Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Anna Marvelli with Indianola Girls Golf. Anna, thank you very much for joining us. I know that this was going to be your senior season, and there were some high expectations for this season. So talk about, before everything was canceled, what you wanted to accomplish this year's golf season.
Yeah, I guess I was just very optimistic going into my last year, knowing we had been kind of close last year qualifying as a team for state. And then I ended up placing individually at the conference meet. So this year, my goals were kind of to keep placing at meets, keep trying to medal, and then the possibility of qualifying for state as an individual or even as a team would have been really nice. But, you know, obviously with the season canceled, it kind of put a little damper on those expectations.
Well, with it being so close last year and like you said, doing well at conference, you know, postseason, you obviously very competitive and very close. What were you feeling after the end of last season, knowing that you had a full off season to prepare?
I was feeling very ready. Like I wanted to work hard in the summer and then focus on my fall sport. And then I had a shoulder surgery in December. So just working hard to be able to be ready for the golf season in the spring.
Talk about what you improved upon in the off season, and again, go into a little bit about your recovery as well, because it's never an easy thing to do is do some physical therapy and everything to try and rehab when you're getting ready for a season.
Yeah. So in early December, I had surgery on my shoulder for my labrum and my rotator cuff, and I spent a solid 4 months before I was able to play any golf, which was tough knowing at that point that we were going to have a season. So I just wanted to be able to work hard so that I could be ready for that when it came. And then as soon as I got the, like, go ahead to start swinging a club, making sure I was on the driving range, getting my hand-eye coordination back to normal and working so that I would be able to still be able to play in the spring.
Well, I know, again, you already mentioned it being disappointing, and it's not an easy subject to talk about, but kind of give me your perspective on what happened when the season was canceled.
It was obviously tough to hear, especially with it being my last sport in high school and my last season before I would have graduated. I was disappointed, but with everything going on, obviously it's better to be safe and keep everyone safe than trying to force things to happen that shouldn't happen. So, I mean, obviously a lot of disappointment there, but learning to accept that it's what needed to happen in order for things to get better.
Something Coach has passed along to me is she's been trying to grow the program, and, you know, she talked a lot about you and Maddie Hayes leading the program for your letter winners. Kind of talk about your perspective there and, you know, the future of Indianola Girls Golf.
Yeah, so Maddie and I have been playing together since, I mean, we were little girls. So playing on the high school team together was something we looked forward to coming into our freshman year. And we just, throughout our 4 years, kind of just encouraged some of our friends to give it a try and encourage girls that were maybe, like, on the fence about it to just, like, start out and come to a couple practices, see how you feel about it. Like, obviously golf isn't the big popular sport among girls in the spring. So having girls make the choice to actually play golf was really exciting, and seeing how many girls actually went out. I think our junior year was like a high that they had in a couple years, but I know there's some younger girls on the team that are going to continue to play and continue to keep the Indianola Girls Golf Program name out there.
What do you think you're going to remember most from your time playing golf at Indianola?
It sounds a little cliche, but the bus rides that we'd have going to meets and then coming home, we'd all be singing and just having a good time. Even if the meet didn't go great, we'd kind of forget about it for those 45 minutes that we were driving home. So that was really an enjoyable part for me.
Well, what lies ahead? I know graduation time is here, and what is it's ahead for you for the future?
I will be going to Central College in Pella. I am planning on playing volleyball and majoring in business and minoring in pre-law.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and best of luck at Central.
Thank you so much.